Hey, it is the Bizarre Briefing for October 2016. I'm Bryce Castillo, joined as always with Brant Hughes.
Hi.
And John Tilton.
Yo.
This is the behind the scenes show where we talk about what it's like to work here at Bizarre Magic, where we make Scam School and the Modern Rogue, Scam School Remix. We do giveaway videos and scam stuff, of course. Magic and lifestyle retailer online.
The best shop on the internet.
Yeah.
Wow. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Or your money not back.
Yeah. So this is our October 2016 edition. Mm-hmm. Halloween was yesterday. Did any of us do anything for Halloween?
I played Rocket League for a while, okay. And then I watched The Conjuring 2.
All right.
John. I attempted to play the PSVR kitchen demo, which is the Resident Evil 7 demo.
Oh, yeah.
And I made it 2 minutes in, and I was like, I'm not going to do this by myself. I was like, I need someone else in the room so it's at least funny. Because it wasn't funny when I was like legitimately freaking out. So, but it was cool. It was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Did that lady cover your eyes?
I must not have gotten that far.
Okay.
Do you know about the whole demo? Okay.
Yeah.
How long is the whole demo?
It's not very long.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of those demos usually aren't.
It's like 5-10 minutes.
Okay. I wasn't very far in. I saw the lady, though, and then she, like, definitely killed this guy. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I'm next. I'm the only living thing left here. I'm going to stop.
Hands are all bound?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a goofy demo.
Yeah. I didn't do anything either. We did Cord Killers really late last night, so we did it late so that all the hosts could go and do Halloween in the evening with kids and things. And then I stayed up until 6 a.m. putting Cord Killers on the internet. So
nice.
Yeah. It's a funny contrast because all of the people on Cord Killers yesterday were dressed up, kind of, and had gone and done stuff. And, you know, the production team, we've got a...
Unsung heroes.
Unsung heroes, yeah. There's no days off.
The real MVPs.
So this is our behind-the-scenes show. I'm not going to say it a fourth time, so let's jump into a topic.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait till the end.
Skip the fourth time and just
wrap it up and say it again.
That's right. Yeah. Let's talk about this because it is rapidly approaching.
Okay.
It is holiday times in the city.
Yeah.
It's about
end of the year.
It's about to be Christmas rush. People buying stuff so that they can get stuff for their loved ones.
Grandmothers have already started purchasing.
Really?
This happens every year. We get emails from grandmothers. They're always very proud to tell you that they're the grandmother.
Of course.
You know, and it's always a joy to work with them because they're usually the... of all the people who email us, most people who purchase with us, they know something about the store or they know something about the show. But these grandmothers are like, I don't know what the hell this is.
Wait, so these are like,
but my grandchild wants the Arcana artifact and I need to buy it for him today. And it's like the funniest thing.
So
I love it.
These are like general, these are not like support. This is like, are you a real site? I know you have scams.
No, sometimes they're usually real support.
Okay.
It's, I don't want to go in too much detail.
Sure. Timmy.
Just because in case their grandchildren are watching.
Yeah.
They're just not always there's always a lot more explaining to do.
Just imagining like a 12-year-old listening to this podcast for some reason and being like,
yeah. Well, no, they're all great. I think it's a lot of their first times using an online store in general thing too. So they always want to make sure everything's going through right, that kind of thing.
Very cool.
Yeah, so anyway, that just came to mind because we had a couple of grandparents email this past week.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are probably like stocking up and stuff, right?
Yeah, we're really in the heat of that now. The grandparents shopping are the first ones. They're like the really like on top of
they're
it.
They're the changing shoppers. Leaves.
Yeah, you can feel really the grandparents in the wind before the storm hits.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my warning flag. If the grandparents are emailing, it's like, oh man, I better have all my crap together and like make sure we're stocked.
Yeah.
So yeah, this past week was probably the worst week Of the year for me. No, for preparing.
Okay.
So the ordering stuff actually isn't that bad because that, once people start ordering things, that'll be Black Friday. And that means everything is already in inventory and everything just needs kind of monitoring and, you know, babying stuff and just, you know, making sure everything is right. But this time of year is like the, okay, build all the inventory that needs to be hand touched, you know, make sure we have everything in stock, make sure everyone's communicating. And because every store that's online in the universe is also doing it this week, it means like everything is super
slow and delayed.
Well, everyone's having problems. So I don't know how long the segment's going to be, because I could literally talk about this for 5 days straight. But the biggest example that was a huge pain in the butt was we were supposed to get a delivery on Friday, and they kept saying, I kept calling them because it wasn't showing up. And, you know, as you guys know, when we were trying to, you know, plan the show, these deliveries come on pallets and someone needs to be there to sign for it, all this, you know, stuff. And they're very picky about how they do things, but they're they're not picky about when they actually show up. So I call them to, you know, make sure they're all coming, and they're like, oh no, we can't come today anymore. Actually, we're coming tomorrow. So then set that whole day aside. Oh, are you coming today? You know, you guys said it's already late. Oh no, we're coming Tuesday now. Uh-huh. And of course, today they were like, we can't come. And I'm like, tomorrow, right? And they're like, yeah, we should be able to do it tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, at this rate, it's not getting done at all.
Right. I would be like, look, man, just be honest with me. I'm not going to be mad.
No, that's what I said every time.
Yeah.
I was like, I will come and pick it up if it's not going to be delivered.
Yeah.
So that's what I did today. I drove all the way up to get it, and I put 1,000 pounds of Outlaws cards in my car and drove it back so they can, because basically they need to go back out tomorrow so they can be in the fulfillment center.
Very cool.
But it's things like that that if this was happening a month ago, it's like they would have just shown up. You know, maybe they would be a day late, but, you know, everyone's. Yeah. And I went over there and it's like you kind of feel bad for them too because, you know, they just have like, you know, 50 pallets that are backed up, you know, from where they need to be. So,
yeah, sure.
So everyone's feeling it.
So we've got 2 months left in the year. We'll talk about this in a minute, but we just had a really huge launch with Outlaws and Outlaw Relic. How many more product launches are we doing this year? Because I remember around this time last year, we slowed down into the start of the year, and then we started ramping back up.
Yeah, we snuck some in last year.
Yeah, because
like right before
the arena, or not the arena, the tavern.
The tavern, really, yeah, the tavern year. We did last year. That was kind of some similar issues to what I described, but like on a much larger scale last year. So the tavern got delayed until like I think it would have been like 2 weeks from now last year. Yeah. So yeah, that was more or less right before. If anything, we might do some releases, some like really small ones in December just to keep things fresh, but I don't even know if we'll do that.
Mm.
We'll probably, the relic's probably the last
big thing.
It's definitely the last big thing.
Yeah.
It's probably the last new thing, unless we find something really cool that we can get super fast.
Yeah.
Because basically all the inventory just needs to be ready at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of big releases lately. I mean, between Outlaws and the arena, the Rogues Arena, the card, the close-up mat. What else did we have this year? We had the new version of Pyro came out.
That was a big one. The three biggest original are there. One's kind of an original, but the three biggest, what I would call originals, are the Outlaws with, you know, the relic and the cards, then the Rogues Arena, the close up pad, like you already said, and then the other one would be that the brew kit.
I totally forgot about that.
We worked with someone who, you know, sells those brew kits, but the recipe is original, so it's kind of, I kind of consider that an original one too.
Well, let's segue into talking about Outlaws just a little bit. So it's a new deck of cards and a new puzzle box. It's kind of a little different than last year with the Arcana artifact. It's not like it doesn't have dials on it. You've actually got it there at the table. It doesn't have dials. It is on its surface, here. Totally impregnable with.
I can't see where it's, and everything's mirrored.
And this is not a visual podcast, by the way. So Vanna Whiting for it is not.
Oh, good. So no one can see my beautiful presentation.
But if you want the visual form of the podcast, you can go to youtube.com/thescamstuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
But so it's a box that looks completely impenetrable, and it's its own mystery of how to get it open. I did like the detail this go around of having one deck be in the box and one deck be outside of the box.
Yeah.
Which was the thing from last year. Both of them were in the box. But if you want to keep it as like a collectible, you can keep it, the deck of cards in the box and keep and start playing with another deck outside of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was one thing that a lot of people asked about. So we thought that was important for this year. So the box is designed to fit one deck perfectly. Mm. And then the other one will ship outside of the box with it.
We did a promotional video for Outlaws. Let me see. I got it right here. And it was... like putting this whole video together was a real comedy of errors, kind of. We normally don't do sort of videos like these, which are just like standalone promotional videos. You know, I don't know the last time we've done one since the Flask.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We kind of did one for...
Did we not do one for the artifact?
No, we only did the giveaway video, which had B-roll and
interesting.
Stuff, but it wasn't a standalone thing like this.
Also, this was the first time I saw the deck.
Oh, really?
Well, not like right now. Right now. when that video got released.
Right now.
I see.
That was probably... when you shot it was probably the first time you saw the deck, right?
No, I feel like I had seen it before. Because I've seen images and stuff of the face cards and things.
Yeah, because we've been kind of posting things in the Slack a little bit about it. And Bryce, you're probably in the scam stuff Slack more than Brant would be.
Yeah.
And then, it wasn't until like right before we shot that the actual cards even arrived.
That's right. Because we were supposed to shoot it. The idea was that we were going to shoot this promotional video early to send it out to people to kind of gauge reactions and think about pricing and stuff. And so we planned to shoot it on, I want to say this was a Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we unfortunately, it just like did not arrive early because there were some sort of delay. And so it meant that I think we had to shoot it on Tuesday of last week. But since we shoot the giveaway videos on Thursdays and those come out on Fridays, that's a very like limited amount of time that we can make a video and send it out to people. So on Wednesday of that week, I woke up and I just started working on the video that we just saw. And you know, after a couple hours, it was done. And, it ended up making Scam School on Vessel late. But we'll also get to that later. So by the time that we could get it out to anybody, was it Thursday morning, the day we were going to shoot the giveaway video?
Yeah, that's when the promo video went up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember that well because, like I was saying, this past week was like, you know, crazy week for me. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a lot of like work until I'm like ready to pass out. And then I remember you guys were filming that and you're like, oh, you don't need to come. And I was like, oh, thank goodness.
It ended up being like three. We thought it would only be like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it ended up being like three.
Yeah.
To get a bunch. And we ended up with a lot of footage that we didn't use. But it really made me think, realize that I was taking it very like backwards or very like frame by frame and not at least in animation terms frame by frame and not keynote or keyframe, right? Mm-hmm. Like in an ideal world I would have had a song in mind and shots thought out and maybe some sort of
story. Oh, yeah.
And it was very much the opposite. It was like I went to the warehouse and was fiddling around with it until I was sure I had enough. And then so we had this video come out on Thursday. And it was important that I try to find a song that is Creative Commons because, of course, we were going to use this commercially to sell people a product, obviously.
Right.
And edit it. And if it's a matter of giving people attribution, that's not a big deal at all. We can totally do that, which we did in this video. But where I found the song that we used was on SoundCloud, which does have a very nice tool to let you search for Creative Commons music. So you can say, hey, I want to find a track that I can use commercially and I can, you know, make edits to and this and that, the other thing. And it'll only show you those things that people have listed as that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, not SoundCloud's music detection engine is not perfect or has gaps in it. And so the song that we ended up picking was not a original song from a small producer. It was a more well-known song from a more well-known musician.
Oh, so that's interesting. So it identified the song improperly as well? No.
No, okay. Someone had just re-uploaded it.
I see.
With the data, but set it as Creative Commons.
Gotcha.
And me just trying to do this thing so I can get it done and get to scam school, did not investigate as much.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, it says this and that.
Yeah.
And 95% of the time, it's completely accurate. Or at the time, you're probably like 100% of the time this is accurate. And then...
I mean, I kind of didn't... I just didn't... There was a case of me just kind of not doing a quick enough Google search and putting two and two together. So on Friday, after the giveaway video went up, we recut it to a brand new piece of music. Mm. And listen, guys, I love Creative Commons. I love free musicians and people who give away their music for free. There's a lot of really shitty music.
Sure, sure.
I mean,
there's also a lot of not great music that people sell
absolutely.
On stuff like Pond5 or wherever, you know.
Though the song that we ended up going with was a Pond5 track. So,
have you ever used any of the... Because you write music as well.
Yes.
Bryce, have we ever used your music in... videos? Are you like, no, that is my music?
We have occasionally, and it's mostly been at my discretion. Like when we did the Dragon Con video with all the costumes and stuff, I did that on my phone, and the music that I knew that I could use was my music on my phone, and so we just used something from there. I think before I joined, I remember Brandt had asked to use one of my songs in an ad.
Well, I know. What was that? So, yeah, we used, I want to say...
This was really old, like...
We used The Signs of Fall, a song from you, in our Her ad.
Yeah, the Her parody.
And then we also asked about using a song that you had used for... We were going to take, when we first launched the Scam Stuff channel, I think, or something like that. Maybe even before that, actually. We were going to take episodes of Extra Credit and cut them down, and then we were going to use one of your songs for some element of that. And they were going to be like promotional stuff so that way people could get a feel for what that product was.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just kind of never made that.
That didn't, yeah. And I've totally, like, I feel like I've probably plugged in my stuff somewhere else in multiple just cases where I needed a song.
It actually flashes at the beginning of every Scam School episode. It says... Bandishcom. And then it just keeps going.
A lot of people think it says Friday Fun Time for real, but
it actually doesn't. It says Bandishcom.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny, the song that we did use in the final the version on YouTube, which has the copyrighted song, it's still up there, and we're still using it because my feeling on it is that it is... I think of it as like a trailer for the product.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely like advertising. Hey, this is going to be a thing. Click a link to Scam Stuff, and it has some attribution on it. And it's definitely like moral gray area, but it's not in YouTube's content ID. But after we came out with the giveaway video, we knew we wanted to run a Facebook video ad of a very similar, of basically, it would have been this video. but because of the music thing, we had to recut it with this Pond 5 track. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we have a link to where that ad is, because that would be weird, right? But
yeah, the ad runs for a certain amount of time and then goes away.
Yeah.
So, but I will say,
Facebook.com is where
that day was so busy, I never followed up with you on how it went. Like,
did it do well?
The ad, I need to actually look at how the ad did well in terms of how many people saw it. I haven't really related it to sales yet, but in terms of like when we launched the ad, like, everything about the video fit in perfectly. So especially like the way, and it was like weird. It was like almost like magic too, because the way Instagram like takes the video and shows you like how it's going to display it, like the point where it just happened to be like, oh, we always do it this far into the video or whatever. Like the point where it did was like this perfect moment where it like really grabs your attention with like the cards like going through and stuff.
Oh, winner.
And so it just all really fit perfect. And
it shows like some sort of link on the thing, or
yeah, well, what Facebook does is it gives you a preview of your ads. Mm-hmm. So, and you can view it on everywhere it's going to display it. So it'll be like, here's how it's going to show on a mobile phone, here's how it's going to show on desktop, here's mm-hmm. and then you know, since they bought Instagram,
it's gonna look on Instagram.
Yeah, so it you know, by default, you know, your ad also goes on Instagram. And
but
you know,
you're saying it shows up something at a certain point inside the video?
Yeah, so well, when you so a number of things on the desktop, when you go through, it'll show, you know, the video, and I think it just starts playing automatically if you kind of scroll through Facebook depending on what your settings are. But on Instagram, it picks I don't know if it like shortens the whole thing because of time limits or what, but for Instagram it also autoplays. Or wait, does it autoplay?
I don't know
what I'm talking about. But
it might not play sound. You might have to click it.
Maybe that's what it is. But regardless, where it starts the video on Instagram was like this perfect moment where it's just like really like grabs your attention in the middle of it. And then also, since it was re-edited at the beginning of the video, was like super appropriate for, I think, you know, slowing people down and getting them to look at it.
Sure. So
it really, I thought it was probably the best ad we've run so far.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was even like when I was editing it, I was like, you know, I was aware that we don't like do stuff like this very much at all, but it was fun to sort of be able to do something a little more unchained, I guess. Not that the things that we do aren't creative, but this was very much just like, hey, you know, make something, literally make something interesting so that people will you know, see it and learn what this thing is. So
yeah,
it was a fun time. So that's Outlaws. That's on scamstuff.com right now.
Yep.
Shipping November 11th.
Shipping
unless
November
something
11th.
Goes horribly wrong, in which case maybe like the 15th.
Yeah,
but it should be 11th, maybe earlier.
Let's move away from scam stuff for a minute and talk. I mentioned this earlier. Vessel.
Pour one out.
Yeah.
For homies.
A Vessel, the early access sort of video streaming site.
If you happen to not know what Vessel is.
Yes. Okay. Okay. We do need to take it like a little bit further than that. One of the guys who made Hulu said, hey, I'm going to make a new website. And it's called Vessel. And you would go and you'd pay, it was like $3 a month or something. It was actually pretty cheap. And what you would get is they had made deals with different people on YouTube and other places to get early access to videos before they go up on YouTube. So our deal was that you would get Scam School and Scam School Remix a week early on Vessel. Mm-hmm. Verizon, either this week or last, I want to say, bought Vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And
absorbed the team and technology.
Yes, but we'll be shutting down the service. And also the guy who founded it, who originally founded Hulu, is not going to be part of it. Mm. But in any case,
this is all bizarre.
As a result of that, we no longer need to make episodes a week early.
Yeah.
The downside is that was really good pacing for us.
Yeah, so it was like, it was really weird because when the Vessel deal kind of
showed up,
yeah, just one day got delivered to our front door, we were like, this is really inconvenient.
Yes.
Because we make things like right up to the deadline all the time. And so now you're saying, hey, do their things right up to the deadline, but also do them up to the deadline a week early.
Yeah. And not just Scam School Remix and Scam School, which are at least shot in advance.
Yeah.
Like, we were having to do this for the giveaway videos for a while, too. We would have to
do them. And Modern Rogue.
Were we doing Modern Rogue a week early too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
It was actually probably, in a way, kind of good for us, though, too.
Well, yeah, we're getting to that.
But with the giveaway video, that distinctly was not, because we would have to make a video saying that people won, but we'd have to have a graphic that said, see who wins next. Or like,
yeah.
I think it just says congrats to all the winners.
There had to be a completely different version for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a weird logistical issue for that show.
Which also meant, like, you would have to be a week early on stuff.
I would have to know if anything was going to go wrong in the next 7 days. And I don't know if any of you have, you know, gone through this thing called life before, but, like, it's really hard to know if something's going to go wrong or not. It's so, like, it's
like
you
have an algorithm.
Except for the part where something will definitely go wrong.
Sure.
But you just don't know what.
You were going to say.
But yeah, the upside to it was that, especially for Scam School, by the time Vessel came around, we had already started doing our alternating schedule.
Right.
And so it was really nice to have, like, a deadline that reinforced, okay, I have to have the episode done Wednesday at 8 on this week, and then I have all of the next 7 days
to get
the ad done, which takes just as much time and effort as the actual episode, and then just do like all the fine polishing and stuff.
There's like overhead in terms of like putting it out and rendering versions and
CTA and metadata and all that stuff. And so that worked out pretty well. So I think at least on my end, I'm going to try to stick to that. But it is kind of nice to not have like a strict Wednesday at 8 deadline. So like this week, I thought, oh, well, I could get started on Scam School, but I'm on what would be a Vessel week, and I don't have to put anything out this week for Scam School. So either I could work on Scam School, or I can do what I decided to do, which was start Modern Rogue early and then kind of get a feel for that, so that way I could kind of shape it up and figure out, oh, is this going to take a ton of time to figure out and that kind of stuff? And then, like, tonight I'm going to go start up Scam School, and then I'll finish Scam School sometime tomorrow, and then I'll jump back on Modern Rogue. So it just gives us a lot more flexibility, and also now I don't have to like worry about doing the weird thing with Scam School Remix, where I was working on Scam School Remix a week in advance and then publishing a week after I had made it, and I'm like, I don't even remember what this episode is. And so it simplifies things a bit.
Yeah, I think the flexibility we get back from it is going to be really good. And I think it was like an interesting, almost like boot camp. It was behavior training.
Yeah.
We're so used to it now that we will get, because I was falling into the same thing of like, oh man, my episode of Scam School is due this week. I guess I have to do all of it, including the ad, in the next 72 hours.
Yeah.
And so,
which is how I did Scam School for 2014. It was every week an episode and an ad, and that's like no way to live.
Right.
That's not fun.
It's funny. I think this might have been either in the after show or after we turned the stream off. But after Cord Killers, when we reported on Vessel's shutdown, by the way, cordkillers.com, Brian was like, so, with Vessel gone, we're gonna be good, right? Like, in terms of, I don't know, pacing, like we've been talking about. But I think it's very clear that, like, it was for the better in the long term, and I think we'll be fine.
It was like medicine. Like, nobody likes to have medicine, but sometimes it's good for you.
Right.
If only we knew all we had to do was call a bunch of cell phone companies and explain to them what Vessel was and be like, you should buy them. I heard they want to sell. And then,
Well, and I don't know that Vessel necessarily sold more. It got taken over. I don't know. Like, it's not like Vessel was doing super great numbers.
Yeah, and that, like, was a real, like, existential crisis I felt was always happening at Vessel, because it's like, oh, we're putting all this work into getting episodes out early, but nobody's watching them.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching them.
Yeah. I mean, at some point,
or maybe a lot of people were watching them and nobody commented, because there was basically no comment system.
Not a lot of people were watching either. It was like in the hundreds of viewers, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
But also, it was this weird side effect of like the Vessel episodes that I would put up just because of either what was happening that week or whatever may not have always been the best episodes. They may have not had graphics, or they may not have had color correction.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I kind of liked the idea of Vessel of being like, oh, these are the people who care enough that they're going to pay to see rough cuts.
Yeah.
They're like, I liked the idea of, oh, they saw my Making Sense of Six episode, and they saw that I misspelled 40. Mm-hmm. Maybe they would leave a comment and say, hey, dude, before you go publish this on YouTube, maybe you fix the spelling of 40. Okay. There's a typo in this. But nobody ever did that. And so
there were maybe two or three episodes in a row where I kept spelling location wrong in Scam School. and it was like, the people in YouTube had to like say, hey, it's not low action, dude.
Although there was like, I remember around Christmas of last year, it was definitely like a time or two where I uploaded the wrong week's remix, because it just like, it remembers the last file location or whatever. So it's like, oh yeah, here's the file.
It was
the wrong one. And then I come back to it like 3 or 4 days later, and the comments are like, hey, I think you messed up on this.
Yeah.
And there was one time where I posted the episode, and for whatever reason, just all of Brian's audio was muted. So
that's right.
The remix portion was totally fine, but then it's just like a minute and a half of Brian going.
and then the music comes in.
Yeah. I was like, well, that's weird, but hey, you got to see something exclusive, I guess.
If only someone being willing to take over Vessel, hopefully that means someone is also willing to take over Vine, so we can continue to have funny 6-second videos for the rest of our lives.
Man, if only.
If only. I don't know that Twitter is going to sell it. To be honest, I don't think Twitter, if Twitter was going to sell it, they would try to sell it.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, we're just shutting the doors on this.
Well,
thing.
It's weird.
Part of it is because they're doing, okay, to tangent just for like 1 minute. They're signing all these sports deals to do live streaming on Twitter. So like they've got the new Apple TV app, and you can see tweets on the side and this and the other thing. And all of those sports leagues are super protective about clips. And if you have a clip sharing site where people can share, you know, the big touchdown, the big moment of the game, that eats into the NFL's bottom line, ESPN's bottom line, the soccer, like it's there's a lot of really stupid like overprotective stuff, but it signals to me that like they couldn't let a thing called Vine continue to exist.
Well, which is bizarre, right? Because if you're doing all these deals with sports, you know, broadcasting, then why not have some sort of ad revenue that's linked to how many loops it has, right?
So well, the problem is there is no ad revenue. There's no money coming in on Vine.
Yeah,
Vine
well,
never
that's
made money.
Yeah, so but that's also bizarre to me. It's like,
yeah,
dude, that like if you make a good ad for Vine, like someone might watch your ad 30 times in a row. Like it's, I don't know.
I mean, it's like you would think like, oh well, Instagram has taken because it has. Instagram has taken over Vine's purpose basically.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Instagram is also backed by Facebook's demographic data.
Yeah,
and entire ad network where you know Twitter doesn't know who you are really.
Yeah,
It's weird. But anyway, that's the Vine tangent, and that was all the Vessel topic. Let's talk. We talked briefly about this last month. About the idea of this, and maybe we can just really briefly kind of debrief maybe on it.
Sure.
We said we were going to do a month of spooky, Halloween-y sort of ads.
Yeah.
I think yours were really fantastic.
Thank you.
The It Follows ad was great, very cinematic. And then you did the animated one with Minoku.
Mm-hmm.
I know you were like, all the animated ones are always like kind of last minute.
Oh, they're the worst.
Every
time I make an animated ad, I swear to God, it's the last animated ad I ever do.
Because it always takes 3 times longer than you thought it would.
I mean, easily. I mean, I probably put like 30 hours of work into that ad or something. Like,
yeah. I did love near the end of that ad where one of them just pulls out a skateboard, so you don't have to have a walk cycle for that person.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got you.
I thought about doing like a drop in, and then I was like, no, that's going to be like a lot of stuff. Like maybe he just holds it and then it's just on the ground and then he's skating. And yeah, because I did, like, one of the first animations I did for that was Brian walking, which I love that somebody called out, like, man, Brian's walking so fancy in that ad. And I was like, yeah, he is, because he's got, like, this whole, like, arm motion going on.
Yeah. And then skateboard.
And then skateboard, because I was like, that took way too long to animate him walking. And also, like, I'm horrible at animating, like, bodies. So, like, if I can get Monoku, like, just facing straight forward while on the skateboard, then, like, I'm good.
Yeah. Did you have a third one, or are we? Was there a third one this month that you had?
Nope.
Okay.
Just there was the setup at the end of last month.
That was it.
And then there was my two this month and your two.
Yeah, my two ended up being okay. I did. We were doing the coffee creamer episode, so we kind of did a rewind sort of curse thing, and instead of the guys throwing coffee creamer at a fork, they were throwing Brian's head, and I had motion track the coffee creamer. And
yeah, that one was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was a fun idea. And then I don't even remember what I did 2 weeks ago, but I remember
it was like you in the window or something.
Wait,
in the background. You like paused the footage and you're like,
yes.
Oh wait, look back there.
Okay, I have to explain that one because that was so bad. I. That's not the ad I was going to do.
Okay.
But the ad I was going to do, I started doing it. And the idea was it would be the demon or a demon, but also a YouTuber. And so it would be like a funny vlog thing. And I would do like a voice modulator. Mm-hmm. And I started doing it. And I was like, I hate this. And I can't, for some reason, like, I don't know, I've been on podcasts before and I've talked before and stuff, but I think having a necessary visual camera element to it is weird. And also knowing that I'm going to see myself and edit myself. And so it just would have been like a demon and be like, hey guys, taking over the world. And so, you know, I've infected your phone.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, like, comment, bow down. And so it kind of would have been that. Extrapolated a little bit. And I started doing it. I was like, I hate this. And I can't. I don't know. For whatever reason, I wasn't feeling so.
That's a good idea, though.
It is a good
idea. Like, I totally get. I couldn't do that either with myself.
And it was, like, and that was the sort of thing where that was the day of. Like, if I had had the idea just a little bit earlier, I probably could have tied Brian in on it, but I think he was busy that day or something. Like, I would have rather not have done it with me. And so what I ended up doing was taking a Snapchat filter and hiding it very small at the right before the ad break. And the ad stops and it rewinds a bit and it zooms in. It's a creepy face. Oh, no. And then that was it. I was like, that'll do. That'll
sometimes
do.
Sometimes you just got to get the job done.
Free idea I mean, it's still your idea, but how you could do this next year for Halloween, the Halloween ad campaign. Same idea with the vlog, but just do Mr. Happy Pants. So then you're not the guy there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you just do the puppet.
Oh, I like that.
And then you can even have Brian voice.
Do the voice.
Happy Pants, and then modulate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not bad at all.
I still can't believe that Brian has a Mr. Happy Pants, like, inflatable tube man.
A huge one.
That's like the...
do we not have it out all the time?
When we did that ad, I jokingly said, oh, man, it would be real great if we had, like, an inflatable tube man, though. And then Ryan was like, actually.
Actually, I do.
And it's of Mr. Happy Pants.
That's still, like, loose in the warehouse.
I see it every day. Yeah. I step over it every day. It's pretty amazing.
And it's weird because when it's deflated, you don't know what it is. It's just, like, of this big maroon blob attached to a blower. I'm like, what? Is that an air mover? No, that's Mr. Happy Pants. He's deflated.
Not to transition us, but you know who's probably super confused by it is the new guy who's stepping over it. Okay, every day.
Can we talk a little bit about new guy?
Yeah,
just a little bit, because
it's weird talking about him when he's not here.
It is weird.
He was almost here.
We asked him. Hey, that's his fault. He couldn't make it.
That's right. He said no. He's not a team player. No. apparently we've hired a new fellow.
Yeah, so this is like the most bizarre magic-ass thing I've ever seen.
We've known since last week that we were looking for somebody new who could potentially fill in John's spot.
There's been a little bit of talk about maybe we'll find somebody who will help out at the warehouse while John's gone, and maybe they'll have a little bit of production stuff so that way they can help out with us when we need it.
And one of the guys, I actually met him and he was here for a day and was cool.
Which I didn't, because I had no idea.
Yeah, I asked you later, did you get a chance to meet that dude? And you're like,
I didn't know that anybody was gonna be here. So
and so offhandedly I hear new names, I hear different names, and I hear little things about them. And so I think the earlier this week John was like, well, hey, we're gonna have a new guy in town or something, and so maybe I don't know if we want to see if he wants to come on the Bizarre Briefing or whatever. And I'm like, well, if he wants to sit in, maybe we'll think about it.
So, actually, first what happened was we were talking about doing a Modern Rogue shoot this weekend. And then Brian was like, oh, hey, we're going to have this guy come help us out. And then Bryce was like, are we hiring him? And then Brian said nothing,
All day. Right. And then today when we were setting up the time for this, right?
Yeah, and then John was like, hey, so do you want to invite this guy over? We hired him today.
Yeah. Completely unrelated to the conversation with Brian. It's like, so we officially hired this person today. And you want him on.
Yeah.
So, you know, this show, sometimes I think, how are we going to top this? Top ourselves? But it's clear.
What was our experience when Bryce was hired?
I had moved to town. I had worked on Scam School shoots freelance before.
He was just kind of around for a while.
I was around, and I don't know if Brant was there the day I was officially brought on, but there was I was around. I knew you guys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, whereas the people coming in... So there were people, I think... Everyone who came in was there two times at the warehouse. But you guys aren't at the warehouse doing the warehouse work.
Yeah. Sure.
So you wouldn't be aware of that happening.
No.
So kind of a similar thing, but it was just such a, it's just a different sector of the business that...
Yeah,
we're getting so big that we have people working here that'll never see each other.
Don't jinx it. Please don't jinx it.
What we need to do is we need to bring back the Rudy's meeting when we hire people, because that was great.
I never had one. Zach told me about it. I never had one.
I don't think Zach got one either.
Wait, really?
I think I was the one who got one, and then we hired Zach, and I was like, we should do this.
Was I at the Rudy's meeting when you got hired?
Hell yeah, you were, and it was great. And it was you, me, and Brian. We all had lunch at Rudy's, and then we talked about business, and we wrote everything out on a map of the business, all the branches of everything going on. And it was really enlightening of everybody's roles and what's going on.
And
we never did it again.
And now we have to have a double one, because I've never had it. And I've been to Rudy's.
I went
to Rudy's for the first time last week, and now I know it's really good, and now I want to go.
We should
literally
totally
the only meeting that we've ever had at Bizarre Magic. Over. In the 4 years that I've worked here, we've had one meeting, and it was when I was hired.
Well, now we have one every month, and it's a way to catch up.
Remember when the first 6 months we did the show, and it was like, hey, can you tell me what's happening in the business?
No, that's still this show. That's what this show is. Why do you think I come on this show? To know what's going on.
We should bring that back.
Probably sooner than next Bizarre Briefing, you might see something about this dude. Maybe.
The Rudy's thing is a good idea to get everyone on the same page, for sure.
Yeah.
I like it. And it's Rudy's.
And to eat Rudy's, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we've needed it.
Yeah.
There are definitely times when I'm like, can we just be in the same room for a minute, please?
We should really just do the Rudy's thing once a month.
I'd be all right with that.
Sure, yeah.
This is a tradition I should have started when I would actually be in town.
On your way out.
Right? Because now it'll be like, now oh, look, John Skyped in on the meeting, and everyone's having Rudy's, and I'm like...
I have to eat this orange because I'm in Florida now. They only let you eat oranges.
I only have oranges.
He's pouring Rudy sauce on his orange.
Just crying.
Oh, that's funny.
And Waffle Off gets to ask, why does Brian have the inflatable Mr. Happy Pants? I think it was for the stage show.
Yeah.
Right? An early iteration of the stage show.
That's right.
It might have even been, if I had to guess, this would have been before my time. I think it was, it would make sense if it was gotten for the Universal
Studios. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because I know a lot of, like, the big things are from that. There's a lot of big signs, like, and stuff in the garage.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and this stuff. Yeah, background. At least. Not that, but this.
Yeah.
So, welcome, new guy. I hope I see you before next month's episode.
Yeah, but theoretically, he should be on next month's episode.
Yeah. You want to talk about this brand? I think we talked about it last week. And
month?
Or last month.
Got right. him.
Got me. So tell us about Modern Rogue.
Yeah, so last month we talked about monetization options. Well, I think we found our solution for right now, because one day I turned on the Modern Rogue channel and I saw all of our videos are monetized. So I think Brian decided to monetize the Modern Rogue channel and didn't tell anybody. But I think that's what we're going with.
I mean, that's...
Which I think is fine.
It's not a controversial move, right?
No.
Like, you probably... I don't think anybody would be like, hey, let's not do ads.
I mean, a lot of people were asking why this channel's not monetized, the Scam Stuff channel.
Well, why would we? I don't know.
Maybe it is now. So. Maybe Brian flipped the switch.
Oh, God, I haven't checked in a while.
Yeah.
And so a quick idea. A lot of people don't talk about numbers. We're bringing you numbers exclusive. Especially since these numbers, like, kind of don't mean anything yet.
Sure.
So we make about $30 per day.
Wow, with the Modern Rogue channel?
On Modern Rogue.
Wow.
So it actually averages at about $20 to $25 per day. Mm. But then on days that we've released an episode, it spikes up to like $40 or $50.
Hey.
It's not exactly a living wage.
I hope we all get a raise out of this.
Right?
Yeah. For some new equipment or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we did hire a new person.
I guess so.
It's probably going to him.
Yeah. Hmm. And so, yeah, It's nice. It's nice that show is now
making money
in the black. Maybe
is it in the? I don't know that you could say it's in the black in terms of.
I'm
like,
just saying from
it's
the
making money.
The expenses I personally pay for Modern Rogue is less than I know we're making on Modern Rogue.
Oh, right, because you were buying music and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do we want to talk about music? We've never talked about music, I think. You like struck a deal with the dude? Is that talking out of class?
Sure. Well, that's not exactly. Well, I guess, so okay. So music for a long time we've done Pond5 stuff. So music we've used Pond5 for a long time. I just kind of look up like hip hop beats and boom bap and stuff like that.
Boom bap. funny side jag. The music that we ended up using on the Facebook ad, the Pond5 music, was from the guy who makes some of the music that you bought off of Pond5.
Nice. Do you remember his name?
The something seven guy. I don't remember.
Okay.
But I think there were like numbers at the end of his name, which like on the internet, right?
Sure.
No, but he made some of the hip-hop beats. I don't remember. I remember going to the channel and being like, oh, like we have this exact song.
Yeah. I believe it, because there's like two guys on Pond5 where I go like, oh, these guys make decent music.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of a rare find sometimes. Yeah. So you go
even
like,
on Pond5 a little bit. Even on Pond5.
Yeah. And so there's like one guy who puts out like a ton of just like hip-hop beat 27. Mm. And I'm like, all right.
Hey, 27.
Yeah. So anyways, we've got like it was a weird thing of every single week I'd be buying Pond5 music to like add into our collection. And then we just kind of got a back catalog of stuff to use. But some music I only use for certain things, like there's a song that I only use for Modern Rogue ads just to kind of be like a sonic identifier.
Same with like the outtakes music.
Yeah, yeah,
boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
And then so recently, within the past month or so, I found this dude, Culla, C-U-L-L-A-H. Mm-hmm. You can find him at culla.com. You can find him on Spotify. You can find him wherever. And he just releases music for free.
Oh, wow.
Like a new album every year. And it's all Creative Commons attribution stuff. So if you want to use his music for stuff, you can just take his songs and use it. And as long as you credit him and release it under the same license and stuff, then you're good.
Yeah.
And I love it because he puts out stems and stuff, which if you don't know, stems are like, here's the drums. Here's like all of the hi-hats. Here's all of the guitar stuff. And it's all broken up into its own specific channel. So I could go in there and like really fine tune stuff as I need to, which is really great. And we've been using his stuff for the past month on Modern Rogue. And yeah, and I talked to him and he's a real cool dude.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I'm glad we're able to like, as we start the Modern Rogue channel and as the giveaway videos are doing like new things, like the one thing I'm particularly excited about is having more music available to us. Because like to give you a peek behind the curtains, the giveaway videos we no longer use APM library for. So this video series that we used to just kind of have this whole access to use whatever, it changed, and so one day we had no music for it. And so as we're finding more and more stuff and more better stuff, I think they are adding more variety to these shows so that they're not the same music all the time. And a little more flavor as the music can be either better or more contemporary or more, I don't know.
Everything just kind of has its own voice a little bit more. Yeah. So now, which is good.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. And I think the music, especially the Kalam music, has been a really good fit for the Modern Rogue. So.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing I'm real bummed about is all the tracks I have to rip out his vocals. And like he's got a really good voice. Like it sounds really great.
Yeah.
And so it kind of bums me out every time, but sometimes you got to do that to make it fit for the show.
You should do a donation and in the comment for the donation be like, if you sing about scam school. There's more of this.
He did tell me that he accepts commissions. So, like, if we wanted custom music, we could hire him to make custom music for us. And I also told him about the channel. He thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, some more Modern Rogue stuff. We kind of changed up some stuff. So, last month when we did the show, we had just recently put out the behind the scenes video that I had put together.
Oh yeah.
And that was like a weird shoot day where like nothing was kind of working right and things were just kind of coming together in a real weird way.
Yeah.
So these days we have things scheduled out a little bit better. So like Jason will write up like episode overview docs for us in advance. And then I also overhauled our production sheet that kind of has everything scheduled out and where we're going to shoot in, who we're going to shoot episodes with. So we're way more organized on that kind of stuff. Also, we're doing more like really big shoots where we'll block off a Saturday and a Sunday and do like 4 episodes on each of those days.
Yeah.
And so that kind of gets us a little bit ahead, and that allows us to, while we're burning through those episodes, we can do like one-off shoots on something that might be a little bit more weird.
And I think that that's really nice, especially for the Modern Rogue, which is a show that is not, compared to Scam School, which is really dependent on us being at a bar or in a public space, where Modern Rogue, like, we can just go and say, hey, we're going to knock a bunch of these out, because the Modern Rogue shoots are longer and more involved. I really like that. And I think Jason pushing for that was a really good idea.
Yeah. Also, we shot an episode that that did not work out. Our first Modern Rogue episode that did not work out.
That's right.
We were doing a gas siphoning thing.
We were going to do gas siphoning, and then it turns out the car companies were ahead of us.
Yeah.
It's really hard to siphon gas nowadays.
Tricky car manufacturers. So we looked into it, and there are some ways around it, and there are some cars that it works on better than other cars, and and so that's one that we might like reapproach and figure out another angle
on. That's a really good topic. That's like so Modern Rogue.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
But it's tough because if you go into that video and be like, if the video is like, here's why you can't siphon gas from cars. Well, it's like, oh, okay. So I can't siphon gas from cars. Got it.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could do like how it used to work and find like an older car that doesn't have.
I guess so, but as time goes on, you're going to see a lot less of those cars.
Yeah, so older cars don't have like the siphoning prevention. There's a ball in there that prevents stuff from getting in and just allows the gas to come out. Older cars don't have that, which you can do it on. And then
Newer cars, there's a way around it, but it's like a little bit trickier.
And there are different types of it.
Yeah.
Right. So.
And so.
It's
complicated.
It's got it got a lot more complicated, unfortunately. We have a new Modern Rogue shoot coming up this weekend, actually, right?
Yeah.
I think that's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we got a big one. So Roberto's going to join us on Saturday. He's going to run sound.
Cool.
I decided we should probably ask him to run sound for like our big shoot days.
Yeah, no, definitely.
For like smaller shoots, I don't mind that we're kind of a skeleton crew because it lets us be a little bit more mobile and do stuff. But for big stuff like that, I really like everybody focusing on their role.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna do like 4 episodes per day, however many we can do, really.
Yeah.
But we're doing Saturday and Sunday.
And I think I had the best intentions. I set up a Scam School shoot for this week, actually, on Thursday. But it looks like it's gonna rain, and it's at an outdoor location.
We're getting close on Scam Schools.
I know.
We've got like 2 episodes left.
I know. The thing is, like, rain is such a particular issue with booking for Scam School, especially because we do a lot of outdoor venues just in terms of our regular places and in terms of how many people show up when it rains. So I am going to have to look at the dock again and see if we can also pass this week, which would be really unfortunate because we, like you said, we are getting very close.
Yeah.
And even though we don't have vessel anymore, neither of us should be put in a position to not have an episode to start working on a week ahead.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it might be the kind of thing where we can find some place that isn't too loud when it rains and then just do like 1 or 2 episodes and get like a couple friendlies out.
Yeah, possibly.
Or something.
And the place that I booked us at Moon Tower. And Moon Tower does have a covered area and an indoors area. And if there are less people there, ideally it might not be too bad. But that would put us a lot closer to the music. So it's the kind of thing where even then the alternative may not be super great. I have to really consider what we do with that. Especially because this would be the second time we've had a missing each other with Moon Tower. Last time we did a shoot, we were going to do one there and their email server went down until like an hour before we would have shown up. So, we'll have to see.
Is it raining now? Speaking of rain,
focus on that.
I don't think so.
No, that's the air conditioning.
It's the air conditioner. But it's supposed to, but the thing is, it's supposed to rain in the evening the rest of the week. But it's like, it's the weather, right? So it's going to keep changing constantly and, and so we'll see.
I say bring it on. We could use more rain.
I'm having for the rain, but it's getting in the way of me setting up shoots and making sure we have enough video.
I think what we should just do is just do a bunch of Modern Rogue episodes and just put out Modern Rogue episodes.
I mean, look, if we're talking about, if we're Blue Sky here,
the Scam School title comes up, but it just plays the Modern Rogue episode.
Yeah.
We should do that. Discovery would actually love that, probably.
Probably.
We have one last thing here to sort of tie back to the store. Modern Rogue merch is here. Well, it's not here. Modern Rogue merch is out.
Yeah, people are getting it now, right?
Yeah,
cases, it's also out. Like, a lot of people didn't buy larges at first, which made us have less larges when we bought, like, when we did the, like, 5X multiplier to, like, all the... Because that's how we ordered the shirt. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of everything.
You mean sold out?
Only larges are sold out.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I know Jerry Fax tweeted out that he had his shirts and stuff already. I still haven't seen him in person. I've seen a lot of photos.
Neither.
I feel like at some point we have to like take photos of them, don't we? If we keep having those bad artists.
Yes, they are coming tomorrow.
Okay.
Without
Can I have one?
Throwing anyone under the bus
we
or saying
to,
what went wrong. We were
Chicago
to
Cubs
have these ages ago.
Yeah.
They are coming tomorrow now. I overnighted them from our fulfillment center.
Oh, cool.
So we had to I should have just done as soon as I should have had that set up.
Yeah.
But I wasn't aware that they just weren't going to come.
So the unspoken person is John.
So they. I'm not the originator of the issue. But I should have put it together earlier that we could have had it in a different way by ordering from ourselves. Because people are getting them. They shipped out, I think, last Wednesday. People are started. Getting the shipment notifications.
But yeah, they look really cool. I like the black one personally. I think it's Silverton. That's kind of my deal.
Which is your favorite.
Do you have a favorite?
I like the two that aren't Silverton.
Really?
The Amendment 21 and the...
Vanguard?
Vanguard, yes. The red one.
Yeah.
Really? It's also... These are... They turn out slightly different. I'm going to wait till we actually get the shirts in here to retake the photos.
Well, yeah.
But because it's a little bit hard. The shirts that are in reality that we have photos of are kind of like on those mannequins.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't fit the mannequin in a way that shows how it's a T-shirt. So.
Well, sure. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I imagine that at some point we would have to take photos of us wearing these shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. So
as we have with previous shirts, like the Diamond Club shirt.
Yeah.
So they'll be here tomorrow.
Maybe we'll do that on Thursday instead.
Yeah.
Because
rainy photo shoot.
Yeah. Get that good
just
diffused
all
light.
This like
it's a diffused light in
wet
there.
Wet Modern Rogue T-shirt
they
and like
the umbrellas. We
mud sliding.
What is more roguish than that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like Silverton a lot. I think it's really sharp.
I feel like it's a decent design, but doesn't fit the shirt as well as the other ones. I feel like that's
the shirt or the show.
The shirt.
Okay.
Like I feel like
it does look like a logo for the show, like a different asset.
Yeah, like I feel like that's part of the reason why it did so well in the voting early on.
Yes,
where it was like
our internal feedback.
Yeah, this is a good design, but then once we put it on a shirt, I feel like the other ones fit a shirt model way better.
My feeling on the other two, and not to disparage anybody, when I think of like a really large graphic like that, I get like twinges of like Ed Hardy stuff, where it's just like really big and very graphic and over
too much,
detailed. And I know that it's not that at that extreme at all. But I don't know. I don't know. It resonates with me. But
I like the Vanguard one as a shirt, I think, the best.
Yeah.
I like the palette on it, yeah.
As one I would actually wear as a shirt.
The only reason why I'm not super sold on Amendment 21 is just because I don't drink.
You don't drink,
and don't
much.
Care about,
and that will
beer.
Really make it look like you drink.
Yeah,
too.
Well, like, and like the Vanguard one has the wheat, which is like a beery sort of.
Yes.
Thing.
Yeah.
So
at first, I thought you said weed.
Weed,
and I was like,
it does.
Whoa! Now we're really getting Vanguard shirt. Boy howdy.
Boy howdy. All right. Any last topics of business before we get into plugs, guys? I feel like
I don't think so. Well, okay, so we got.
I guess what's next? What's coming up this month?
Yeah, we got some Modern Rogue shoots. We got some Scam School shoots.
Yeah,
probably some giveaway shoots. Probably some Scam School remix shoots. You know, just like all of our shows, we're still gonna be
we're
making
gonna
them.
Keep making the shows into November. Yes.
If you want a free 2-card Monty or like 99 cents, you just pay the shipping. Mm-hmm.
Is that still going on?
It's still going on. There's an allotted amount until it stops, though. So you should get on that because it'll eventually. By the time we do the show again, I think it'll be done.
Yeah, there were some people. I remember some people on the comments when we announced that on the YouTube video that were like, "Well, how long are you doing it?" And I knew I could tell it wasn't a 1-day or a 1-week thing, but I didn't want to be like, "Oh, we're gonna doing it forever."
Yeah, we decided it's a we had a certain amount printed for like there's like a letter included with it too. So I won't say the number, but like once those are out, that deal will be done, but you'll still be able to get it. It'll just you'll pay a little bit more for it.
Okay.
Cuz right now it's like a complete wash. Like it's just like this is the least amount we can give it to you before we lose pennies on it.
Yeah. So that's at Monty, M-O-N-T-E dot scamstuff.com, I believe.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So if you want a quick shortcut to that.
I'm going to do like a soft call out right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm sure this doesn't even remotely make sense until next year, but we should really redesign scamstuff.com.
Yes. We. I have been pushing for this, and it wasn't pushed to me until, like, really recently, and I was like, well, we can't do it right now. Yeah. It's, like, the craziest time of year.
Yeah.
But that is the plan for next year, is a
perfect
complete redesign.
You heard it, 2017, Scam Stuff 3.0.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
It will be 3.0. Yeah. 1.0 is trash. Have you ever gone and looked back at 1.0?
No.
So bad. I wonder if we can bring it up on archive.org.
Maybe.
This is worth spending show time on. I know we were trying to wrap up, but like it's really bad and like super fun.
All I remember is when we were redesigning it for 2.0 was
That sucked.
When I was at SeaWorld or whatever in San Antonio, and I was like, I can't do anything. I'm on vacation. And then Brian was like, we're launching it tonight. And I was like, oh no.
And you're probably like brand new and everything too.
All right, I'm trying to pull it up on archive.org. I think we might have.
I guess, no, you would have been around for like a year.
Oh, no,
I think.
This is not that's, it. This is the current
that's
one.
The new one.
Keep filling air.
Yeah. See, this shows the new one is getting old if you're going back to when you think it was the. Wait, someone owned Scam Stuff? Go see what Scam Stuff was in 2001.
Oh, okay.
2000. Ooh.
It might just be a parked thing. We don't.
Ooh, 2000.
Yeah, it's a. Ooh. It's a parked. It was.
Oh, I was so hoping someone had Scam Stuff.
What did you think was
going to
be there?
I don't know. Maybe it was like some.
It was just the under construction gift.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
And Brian's face, and we're like, wait, Brian made Scam Stuff 2001.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a Shopify thing.
Worth it?
Yeah, I think unfortunately.
I wonder if it would surface anywhere in like the announcement video where Brian was like, Scam Stuff.
Oh, or, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
or like
it would
any
be
of, any of
yeah.
the subsequent stuff.
Yeah,
or there's like that.
If we
there it is. Here we go. It's got a real big bokeh background. Oh, it's like bloggy. Oh, well, you can't. The images are all gone, but.
So yeah, there were images there.
Wow.
It did keep the little slideshow up there, though.
Here we go. Product categories. Let's see how they stack up to today. Apparel. Okay. T-shirts and stuff. Yeah. Uh-huh. As seen on Scam School. Order now. Books and DVDs, bundles and specials, and card decks.
And
we've really expanded.
All these photos I took. Yeah. Except for those.
That's like after.
That would be from Brant's extra credit.
Those are from extra credit.
Oh, God, these flashing arrows are crazy.
Yeah, I think that's because it's trying
broken.
To pull up old code. Yeah.
Oh, was there a blog on this? Was there news posts? Did someone ever write
I think there's
something?
Only one.
I feel like that's something. That's like the Scam Stuff Twitter.
Yeah.
That's like, we launched and then nobody ever updated it.
Yeah. We've come a long way since our Indiegogo campaign last month, and we're super stoked to launch the full website today with a wide variety of products. I don't think you need a hyphen between
T2T2. There's a Scam Stuff Twitter?
Right?
Yeah, most people don't know because I'm the only one that really does anything on that, and I don't keep up with Scam Stuff very much. So there is at Scam Stuff.
Yeah, we need to come up with a list of stuff that, because now it's like, now that we have new guy, it's like
that's
guy.
His job now.
Scam Stuff Twitter.
Yeah, he's our like, social.
You could have stopped yourself.
Our social,
but you weren't on the show today.
Yeah, you're on toilet.
I think all we have to do is this.
Oh yeah.
Well,
new guy.
Oh man,
oh, no.
He didn't. So unfortunate.
No one knows to do that. All right, let's do plugs. John, people can go to scamstuff.com.
Yes.
And that's how they can interact with you because
I know.
You're quiet, man.
Because I'm an old man now.
That's fine. We don't need. That's fine. But
maybe one day I'll start something up again.
One day.
It's because like Twitter's kind of feels like it's dying off. And that was the only one that I was like really into. Uh-huh. And so it feels weird to go back to that.
You think it's dying off?
I think they don't have much time left. Really?
Oh,
I don't know.
Man, someone
well,
called
I mean,
John the
they have time left.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be around, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see any, it as a...
Gotta get it on that LinkedIn.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Give it Orkut.
And then it's like
Peach.
I recently tried to get into Snapchat, and that was like, that's where I was like, okay, I'm definitely old because I can't do this.
I started Snapchat once, and then I never posted anything, and I was like, this, I don't like this.
Well, when you try to do anything, the menu, it's impossible to navigate it. And then you watch like people who know what they're doing, they're like, it's like, oh, here's all the things, here's my friend list, and it's like it's a camera.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, they've changed draw a circle and do it.
They've changed it a little bit.
You draw this rune. Yeah.
They've changed it a little bit, like, because I had the same issue. They've changed it a little bit to make it a little more easier. But yeah, I mean, it is a camera thing first. And, you know, Justin Robert Young put it in really good terms that made me start using it. It is a vlog that you never have to edit.
Okay.
But then you can also never, like, you can never see it again.
No, you can save it. You can save stuff. You can make stuff permanent. Yeah.
I still don't like it.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
See, it's not my bag.
I think that's actually what got me out of it because, I was told, make sure to save it. And so I did the thing to save it, but then later I found out you needed to, like, activate saving it first. And I was like, but I pressed the button to save it every time, but it wasn't being saved because I didn't press, like, another button first. And it's like, shouldn't it tell me, like, oh, you want to save it? Well, you should probably enable this in your settings rather than just be like, oh, little does he know, you didn't press the button.
I think you might be confusing the add to story button and the down.
Maybe.
There is a save button.
But why can I not get notifications when somebody posts a story? Like Chance the Rapper. Let's say I follow Chance the Rapper on Snapchat.
Sure.
Because he posts stories and stuff. And I'm like, that's why I actually got a Snapchat. Yeah. Give me a notification when you post that stuff. I don't want to open up Snapchat like once every day to be like, oh, did he post something or did he not post something today? And then like, oh, he didn't post something.
But that's not a problem for people who use Snapchat.
Because they're on it all the time.
Because they're on it at least once a day.
That's so lame
to
me.
It is pretty weird. It is pretty weird, but
opt in.
Okay.
Like not default setting. I get that. That would be like mad annoying for people who follow a bunch of people who post stories all the time.
Yeah.
But like opt in for people who you care about. Everything's got that. Like Twitter's got that. Instagram's got that.
Does it? No, I don't.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
So if you got like one person who you're like, yo, I want to see everything they post. Sure. Then it's like you get a push notification.
That push, yeah.
Yeah. And like everything should have
interesting.
That.
But anyway.
Anyway, so I got nothing.
If you bought something or if you have an issue with scam stuff, call us at scamstuffstore.
1-800 scam stuff.
Scamstuffstore at gmail.com. Is that right? If there are any issues,
yeah. Don't leave a comment on a video random video that
don't
we post. A lot of people do that. You should email.
Oh, do they? If they have problems,
yeah.
Somebody posted like 10 comments on our latest Modern Rogue saying, "Oh, I've got this issue with scam stuff," and I'm like, "You should email scam stuff."
I think there's a.
There have to be like support links in the.
Well, I'm hoping to at some point finally, especially now that we'll have, you know, two people doing the store stuff, like getting one of those like actual support systems. So like people could tweet to the store app and it would go through the support system rather than like, you know, like you said, like either checking it every day and there's nothing for like 45 days. And then finally someone's like, I'm going to use Twitter for my support. And it's like, oh, we haven't seen this for 200 days because no one does that.
Yeah,
but just have like a way to have like all those things funneling together. Yeah. But I don't think they'll support YouTube on that. So you should definitely not comment.
Don't do that
on YouTube.
Yeah. Brant,
you can find me on Twitter, the Dying Social Network. At Gatowag, GATOWAG.
I didn't mean to start something.
or Twitch or YouTube or whatever. Just at Gatowag on your favorite service, and maybe I'll be there.
I'll tell you what. I have really enjoyed watching you play Bully on Twitch.
Yeah, it's been a fun time because that's a cool game, except for when it crashes all the time.
Yeah. Those early Rockstar games, those PC ports really fucking sucked.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a neat little game.
It is a weird hodgepodge of ideas. Bully is, but it is pretty fun. You can find me on Twitter at Brycas, BRYCS. You can find me on Snapchat at Neshcom, and I think I'm Neshcom on Instagram. I talked about this. I think I mentioned it to you. I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it because I don't want to like commit myself to it, but I'd like to do some sort of daily music thing. I was gonna call it Noisevember, except there is a musician who goes by that name, so he can keep it. But I've been doing.
Man, that name seems like it really wouldn't play 11 months out of the year.
Right. And so I've been posting stuff on Instagram and Snapchat. I think I'm gonna try to post a new music thing every day to Instagram because you can do longer videos there. But that will also post out to Facebook and Twitter. So twitter.com/breakaz or Instagram Nashcom, N-E-S-H-C-O-M. And you will see stuff there. I don't exactly know. Waffleophagus is telling me that my Twitter handle is breakaz. Like, I don't know that. I know that. I know that. Did I say twitter.com?
I think he might have misheard another social. Yeah.
So in any case, check that out. This show, shut up about me. You can find us at bizarrebriefing.com. Fingers crossed. Because yes, bizarrebriefing.com. That's right. You can find all of our old episodes. We post episodes once a month at the, we record them live on the last Monday or last week of the month. We try to do the last Monday of the month. Yeah. And then they go
at
up
2:30 central roughly on diamondclub.tv
But after the fact you can catch it on youtube.com/scamstuff or bizarrebriefing.com to get our RSS and our iTunes link and all of our Twitters and stuff. And with that, I'm gonna say welcome to November and goodbye. It's not a tagline, I'm just saying that, but now I have to say these other words. So it doesn't sound like I'm making
fair,
a tagline.
Fair.
Yeah.
Smart. It should just be a different tagline. You know how like people name their the like episode of their show off of something, you know, like a funny line and like happened or like a situation?
Yes.
We should do the end tag.
What?
Based on like that same premise.
I barely pick the title of these shows before I upload them.
So like the end tag for this episode could be like, maybe one day we'll meet the new guy and then like it's done, right?
That'd be like catchy.
That's so foreboding. That's like resigning ourselves to the fact that we're never gonna see him.
Bryce. Well, that's why it's funny. That's why it's a funny end tag.
In post, I just need you to do a slow zoom on John as he says that. Okay.
Okay. Do the line again. Do the line.
Maybe someday we'll meet the new guy. Or maybe someday you'll meet the new guy. You guys haven't met him yet.
But leave all that in.
All of that, yes. Goodbye.
Slow zoom in.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.